Okie dokie. Caller 3, without a name at all.
That's right. The family was too poor. They couldn't afford a
name.
That
is so sad. I will call you Bambi.
Couldn't afford.
How does that strike you?
What was that?
Well, it's, I was thinking of Sue as an other name, but oh well. I thought you preferred Bambi. Bambi's a boy name, incidentally. I don't know why.
Oh, is it?
Of course. Haven't you seen the movie? Bambi's a boy. He's not a Prince Bambi in the movie. That's Bambi is a king, eventually. He's a great, that's a noble name. You should be proud of the name Bambi.
Okay.
Go ahead.
As long as it makes you happy.
I'll bet you never call another radio station and don't give your real name.
I'd never call this one again.
Yeah, exactly. You know,
I'm 6'3", too.
Well, so was Bambi. Bambi was a big deer, I'm telling you. He fought a forest fire. I mean, it's a great story.
Oh, man. I tell you, I won't call this one no more. I just got home from seeing Fahrenheit.
Oh, you did? Oh, cool.
Yeah.
What'd you think?
I think everybody should see it.
Yeah, I do too. It's great. It's a good movie. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, that's it. I just think everybody should see it.
Were you a Bush voter going in? Were you an anti-Bush voter?
No.
Voter typically? Or what's...
I'm an American. I'm not a Republican or a Democrat. I'm an American first.
Well, how do you usually vote?
I have voted split tickets. I voted every election since I was 21.
So, did you consider yourself on the fence in this election, too?
No. The only thing that I'm disgusted with is I do believe that it doesn't make any difference how you vote.
I hear you there. I'm absolutely with you on that.
You know, I think you're going to get totally D and totally dumb.
I mean, even Moore makes that point in his movie, frankly. I mean, he's got these Democrats. Kerry voted for the war, too. So if the issue is the war, forget it if you think Democrats are going to help. They were part of the problem.
It's one party. It's the rich party.
Yeah, I hear you there, too. That's well made.
That's the way I look at it.
Yeah.
And I don't think anything's going to change. And I think it was that way in the past, and it'll be that way in the future. Those that's got money control everything.
Well, I do think it's time for the American people to send these two parties a message and vote outside it. I really do. I think that you will send an earthquake to them. You sent an earthquake to them with Perot to some extent, but it didn't stick. And what they really need is a serious tremor. And I think if you vote every single incumbent out, Democrat or Republican, you start really creating this kind of noise.
I'm 100% in favor of that. Yeah. But what they did...
You always put the fear of God in them.
They put Kerry up there because they thought maybe Bush would lose, and they're still going to control Kerry. There is a shadow government, and these guys are puppets.
Yeah, you do see that when you... Well, anyway, go see the movie, people.
I definitely recommend it. It's about 3 hours, I think.
Unless you're just a staunch Bush supporter, in which case it's going to be 2 hours of agony for you, and you'll probably end up walking out because you can't take it. You're just going to be... You would have to be deprogrammed in order to watch the movie. But if you are on the fence, or you really don't mind chuckling at it, what is basically a rather Alfred E. Newman presidential figure, go see this movie.
Hit that on the head.
Oh, yeah, he looks like Alfred E. Newman, doesn't he? Hilarious.
I can't understand people that can't think for themselves and form their own opinions. They have to be bobbleheads for whichever president it is. You know, Democrat or Republican, you should never be a bobblehead. You should think for yourself. And use reason and common sense.
And I hear you.
The minute I seen this guy and I looked into his eyes when he was first wrong, I thought, this guy has trouble.
I swear that George Bush thinks Condoleezza Rice is simply a side order at Taco Bell.
He doesn't look like he's well connected.
Hey, I appreciate the call. Thanks a lot.
Bambi's signing off.
Bambi! Hey, you give me a more macho name, it's yours, all right?
Okay,
I appreciate the call. I'm sorry I turned you off talk radio forever and traumatized you.
Take it easy.
Go get therapy.
Bambi's going to go to sleep
yeah,
now.
Yeah, appreciate it. Goodbye.